welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And also with us from the DC Comics Squadcast, we've got Chris.
Hello.
We are on the final issue of this first story arc for Something is Killing the Children. If you like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes. So let's just hop into this one.
This is the penultimate issue, though, right? We have 5 and 6 we've got left there.
No, it's only 5.
Yeah, the 6th issue was in the trade is only 5 issues.
Oh, yeah. Really? That is weird. Okay. Hey.
Hence, every time you guys talk about issue 6, I'm like, yep, nope, got nothing.
He hasn't read it because I've read it. I read it through the library on the digital app, and yeah, it's only 5 issues on the trade that he has.
That is bizarre. Very bizarre. Okay. Hey. Fuck me,
no,
right?
No, you're fine. No, I still read the 6th issue because after I read the first 5, I'm like, all right, I want to see what happens next. Even though knowing full well, I have to wait until issue 7 comes out. Who knows when that will be out.
I don't know. The trade for volume 2 is set for December. I was wondering
5 issues. Yeah. So, cause I only need 4 more issues.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, you learn something every day.
So we start out here with James kind of huddled, hiding. He sees a dead Bambi. Which,
not just a dead Bambi, but it's like
decomposed.
Festering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it reminded him of his friends and he got freaked out. But also gave, not gave, but it also prompted the octopus to talk to him.
Yeah.
So, and the octopus, and maybe this is where, you know, Chris, you said that he may have been withholding information from Erica. He ultimately just tells James, like, look, you got weapons. Go help her. Go. You're fine. You got this. It's okay. Like, he's manipulating her too, or him too. So,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something a little more nefarious behind this octopus. Yeah. I'm ready to get to
it. I know
we'll, at some point.
We'll get more information down the road, but whew.
Yeah.
So Tommy is holding up. Well, not holding up. He's got a gun pointed at Erica. Erica is like, look, Tommy, get over here. Come here now. Like, come here. And he's like, fuck you. I'm not going to come to I've got the gun here. I've got the power. And as he's saying that, the monster is becoming active, I guess you could say. I'm not entirely sure how you'd say that. But she revs up the chainsaw and, like, runs after him. Or runs past him, sorry. And starts slicing up what he sees as thin air. Until he sees blood start squirting out of thin air. He's just like, what the,
which I thought was an awesome effect. Yeah,
especially if you have no idea what the fuck's going on and you see blood pop out of nowhere, like the hell.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, it's some kind of a trick. Like, and these are mind games you're playing with me here. I obviously stuck on this idea that she's responsible for his sister's death. This kind of turn I was not expecting.
Go ahead.
And it's like she's battling this, to him, invisible monster, but also him who starts shooting. So she takes him down, and we realize that in all of their sort of back and forth, he has shot James. And this is the kind of the moment where you know, they're, she's now got three battles going on. She's having to deal with all these things. And now Tommy, of course, is freaking out. He's having a panic attack. She's trying to quiet him down. Then, even crazier, you get a little girl who's still alive that has been attacked. Her sister is in this pile of bodies that's in this cave. Battle number four, I guess I should have said, enters the game. Talk about the intensity and the tension here just starts stacking up in this moment with Tommy, like in the gun and then James, and it's just like it is nonstop stacking to the point where she brings out the holy exacto knife, I guess, and kryptonite looking, you know, it's like, where I'm trying to find where he says, what is that? It's like, it's hoard gold from the House of Slaughter. I need you to see. So that whole thing, I was like, it just, again, adds another sort of mystical element to where the story is going from here, where she pricks him in the head with it. And I'm like, okay, how does this thing work? Now you're dealing with, like, kids can see it. Adults can't unless
they have,
you know,
special.
And when
special
she does marker. it triggers this, like, I guess, council. And they each have one of these stuffed animals, like her octopus, but it's a different animal. So it's like, are they like little avatars?
Avatars
some,
is
it's strange. What's going on here? Weird.
But then once that is done, once he's done seeing the vision, then he sees the monster. This is also, while this is all going on, just before Erica tags him, I should say, he sees Sophie's body in that pile. And he is,
that's right.
Not freaking out, but like he's disheartened because, you know, she's actually dead. So Erica's like, look, you need to get out of here. You need to get a buy-in wherever the little girl out of here, and you need to get James out of here. Like, you need to get all these guys out of here. 'Cause if I have to protect you while I'm attacking this thing, I'm going to die. You need to get the fuck out. And so he's like, okay, fine. I can do this. I think I can do this. I'll do this. So they go, and Erica, you know, starts attacking finally again. And I know is able to take out like a set of eyes on one side, which, and an arm, which will definitely hinder the beast. Tommy runs out with everybody in tow, runs into the officer. I can't remember his name now, but whatever, the cop that was.
I think it was John. I think they only said it like once, though. I don't know.
They said his last name too, like Richards, I think, whatever. But the cop.
Okay.
And he's like, all right, this is what's going on. He needs a hospital. She is, you know, this is buy-in. And the other girl, Erica, she's finding a monster. But, you know, we need to take care of James. He's been shot. So they all just pile into the back of the police car. And they're like, okay, cool. I guess I'll take him to the hospital. And, I mean, it does. I literally just noticed this. After Erica finishes, because we don't see her actually finish the monster, but we get a shot of the octopus as Erica is coming back. Now, the octopus, he's got his mouth a little open. The next picture we see, it's zipped closed. Like, it.
He wasn't supposed to be talking to somebody else.
Well, but the first one looks like he was smiling.
Yeah.
And then once it's zipped closed, he's just like, all right, I'm done. But as, yeah, I just. So this is one of the other reasons why I like going through some of the stuff. I don't know some stuff sometimes, and just nitpicking little panels, you tend to find some stuff, you know?
Yeah. Definitely noticing that. I didn't notice that before either. Obviously, like he says, what does James say? He's like, tell the octopus I didn't want to die. I still don't want to die. And the cop's like, okay.
we end it with Erica. She grabs the phone because it's ringing. Because what she did to Tommy, we find out, well, she, you know, something bad like is going to happen. She didn't want to have to do that, but she's saying here, like, yeah, I'll deal with the consequences. That's fine. You know, I had to save two lives, but you need to listen to me. This was filed incorrectly. What I found was a nest. It was a mother. Like, I killed a mother. There's kids out there. That nest was eating these children. Like, there's more out there. We need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we end this first arc.
Yeah.
Ron, what'd you think of this story?
Dude, I thought it was fantastic. Like, I liked the graphicness of the art. I liked, you know, the back and forth with the story, like how it progresses, how we learn about things. I also liked how there's still some things that we don't quite know what's going on or, you know, what they mean yet. You know, but yeah. Obviously we will eventually.
Yeah, you find out the next issue, some questions are answered, but there's still a lot more. I'm not going to lie. When I saw that girl, I'm like, all right, she's something. Like, that girl's going to become important later. Like, how could you survive that? You know, when everybody else didn't.
Right.
Chris, what did you think? Obviously you've covered it on Horror Comics, so you must like it.
Yeah, no. And I was actually covering it as it was coming out. So there was no hindsight. It was sort of just like read it and then like peruse again and then sort of talk about it. And I didn't get past issue 3 as far as covering it, which I'm still going to go back and do. But like, it's again, I was just very impressed with Tynan's, I want to say restraint, and I don't want that to sound negative against his other writing, but it's so scaled down here versus what he has to do at DC, which is big world-ending events where he's got to explain a lot of things. And here it feels so much more grounded and just narrowed down to it. It still feels like a big world, especially as you go through it. But he did such a good job of just sort of restraining too many details and pacing things out in a way that leaves questions and like a mystery, but I'm not exhausted by the end of the issue. In fact, it's actually usually a pretty quick read, but you're still wanting more in a good way. Yeah. You know, he does a good job.
One thing I could address is with this one, he's building a brand new world. Like, this is something we've mm-hmm. never had before. Versus over at DC, like on his Batman stories, you know, everybody knows Batman. So he's already, the worlds are mm-hmm. established. So you have to jump up and do something. Yeah. Or even like Justice League, that's already established. You have to have the world ending, you know?
Yeah.
But no, this story was amazing. I first started reading it, I think I heard about it from the Horror Comics podcast when you got the first issue. And I'm like, okay, I'll check this out. And when the trade came out, I bought that immediately. That was an amazing read. I love the story. Can't wait for more whenever comics. I know by the time this issue comes out or these episodes come out, comics would have already been going on for about a month. Finally, we're back in the swing. But as of right now, here in the middle of March, we've got nothing yet. Slowly coming back. So,
Very few.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say Diamond has, I mean, they're supposed to come back, you know, here in a week or so, I think, as of recording. Again, I don't know if that includes all publishers or if it's just there, but yeah, it's baby steps, and then the big step will happen, I think, next week, and then we'll see kind of where it goes from there. But it'll be nice to get that flow
going. Yeah, not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to
giving this story.
Looking forward to Death Metal, so that's gonna be
gonna
be a big one. Chris, so thank you for coming on. If you want to go ahead and give a shout out to your podcast and where everybody can find you, real quick.
Yeah, yeah. It's DC Comics Squadcast that I do with my buddy Jordan. You can find us on Twitter at DC Squadcast. And then Horror Comics is at Horror Comics Pod on Twitter. And both podcasts are Spotify, iTunes, all the usual nooks and crannies of the internet where you find podcasts.
Ronald, thanks for coming on, obviously, as always.
Oh, I don't get to pimp my podcast?
Yeah, go ahead, pimp your podcast.
All right, so I'm on this podcast called Comic Book Rundown, and
we do a thing and a thing.
There's things and people, and I think comic books, but man.
Could you spell the name for the listeners? So
it's comic spelt like the kind that you hold in your hand. No ek.
That's book
with a B, not nook with an N. That's despite the fact that it's all digital.
Not all of them.
And rundown like the movie with The Rock and William Scott.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Uh-huh. All right.
And Christopher Walken, too, right?
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and stop this, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll get back to you next time.
Thanks for wasting my money.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to listen to more of Chris, check out his other podcast, DC Comics Squadcast and Horror Comics Podcast on all major podcasting apps. And follow the shows on Twitter at DC Squadcast and at Horror Comics Pod, respectfully. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.